Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Hart bringing us back. Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson sisters. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, our longtime member of our Brain Trust, the chief economist for the NFIB, nfib.com. His own website is smallbiz.org. That's B-U-S, smallbus.org. You can find the survey, the NFIB's index of small business optimism, right there on those sites. Also on mine, he's been gracious enough to allow us to post the site, the survey on our website. I comment on it, Bill, as you probably know. I reference it all the time in my writing because it is the gold standard, folks. Bill, what do you see the economy looking like for the rest of the year, 2013?
Well, my forecast for the rest of the year is that we'll continue this 2% growth path. That's because I'm really pessimistic about resolving the big issues that we face, which the president hardly mentioned in the State of the Union address, and that is the growing debt and deficit and getting spending under control.
He didn't mention it at all except to say that it wasn't a problem.
Right. So we're not going to, he's not going to solve that problem, even though, I saw the numbers yesterday. I saw a big map of Europe looking at all the bad things that are happening there. Even Germany now is starting to sink.
Yeah,
because of the misbehavior that the president thinks we should just continue.
Yeah.
So somehow or another, it won't happen to us, or he thinks that it's not going to happen soon enough to cause a blemish on his administration. It'll be the next guy.
Here's Bill, this is what blows me away. With young people unemployed at a rate of 15%. I think black unemployment is like 25%, something like that.
Right.
But that kind of unemployment, he proposes, one of the things that he thinks we need to be doing is another increase in minimum wage. I mean, it's almost like he's saying, okay, we have a person here with pneumonia. Let's bleed them. Let's let some blood out or something. It's like he doesn't even get what's causing the problem.
No, he doesn't, and he's willing to sacrifice the victims in order to make it sound good. So he proposes a 24% increase in the minimum wage, and we all know that what will happen, the higher the price of anything, the lower the quantity taken, including labor. So we'll continue to find ways to work with less labor. And this is on top of course, the Obamacare impact on the cost of labor. So this is really piling on in terms of making it expensive to hire these poor workers. And again, I go back to 2009, the last time he raised the minimum wage. In the first half of 2009, we lost 250,000 teen jobs, and that's okay. That's not surprising because the GDP was falling in the first half.
Right.
So you don't need as many hands to deliver the hamburgers, so to speak. But in the second half, that was the recovery. We grew 4%. In fact, that's the best growth we've had in the so-called recovery period, the second half of 2009. And we lost 580,000 teen jobs in the second half because the minimum wage went up in July. I mean, but he doesn't seem to, he's clueless on this whole thing.
Well, so, and also, the other thing you didn't mention is the increase in the number of people on food stamps.
Oh, big time.
The increase in the number of people on disability.
Well, in 10 years, those numbers have tripled.
Yeah. I mean, folks, we've got a really dangerous scenario right now that seems to not be bothering this president, and it's worse than that, Bill, because he's actually proposing things that are going to make things worse.
Yeah, well, that proposal for universal, preschool care.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I mean, his own department, HHS, Health and Human Services. Produced a study that said, that in where we've done that it made no difference by third grade. So basically all the money that we've spent on that and where we did it, didn't pay off.
Has anybody ever asked him, I've never heard anybody, a journalist, ask him, President Obama, where's the money going to come from?
Yeah, well, he answered that question before we could ask it. He said in his State of the Union,
it wouldn't
raise. Not a dime. Not a dime.
I don't know. That's just delusional.
It is delusional.
It's either delusional or dishonest. It's one of the two.
All right,
and there's no other way to get around it. Hey, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for being here. Good job on the survey again this year. Keep nudging these small business owners up a little bit, and maybe if anybody can save us, they'll save us.
You're exactly right. They're the only ones.
Yeah. Bill Duckerberg, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bill Duckerberg. Yeah, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not this hour. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. In the meantime, let me remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.